What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys about signs that you're letting pride get in the way of being successful. Earlier today, I was just doing a homework about... my teacher says that I have to go listen to a provided YouTube video and use the Cornell note-taking method to do the short key points, which I've already covered about how to take notes in previous episodes. You should go check it out. Well, the video that the teacher assigned me to watch was about ways of being successful, and it was a pretty good, solid advice coming from a TED Talker. So I have also made being successful video, an episode on my podcast. You can go check it out. But now I'm telling you guys about signs that you're letting pride get in the way of being successful. So you may be a newly minted entrepreneur who just launched a startup company, or a seasoned business leader who's running a multi-billion dollar enterprise. Both of them, or anything between that, strive to hear the words, "I'm proud of you." But what happens when you become obsessed with that empowering statement? That you only strive to hear these compliments from other people. Many psychologists argue that pride is a self-conscious emotion that evokes two facets of emotional responses. Authentic pride is the primary emotion that is derived from the joy and excitement of accomplishing a personal, financial, or professional goal. Hubristic pride is a secondary emotion that is derived from envy, frustration, and jealousy. The sort of emotion stems from the ego and arrogance that was cultivated from the primary emotion. Pride has proven to be a powerful trait used to influence people. Some tend to abuse it and others tend to keep it in check. As an entrepreneur, taking a bit of pride is not always a problem. It is okay to have a good sense of pride. However, the excessive use of pride can be an issue. So here are some disadvantages of having an overabundance of pride. Number one is shutting other colleagues out. Although words of affirmation can satisfy one's ego, such words of endearment can make people prisoner of their actions, rights, and decisions. Pride can provoke an entrepreneur to shut out other executive managers and board members. This in turn can result in killing the progress in the company from the connections, ideas, and various perspectives that their contemporaries have to offer. Entrepreneurs can abuse their pride by provoking irrational behavior. They spend time and effort influencing good people to veer away from doing what is more ethical and legal for the company. 2. Refusing to apologize even when you should. There are times when you may be due an apology, and there are times when you owe someone an apology. If you are blinded by pride, you are likely to be impacted by a simple gesture of saying, "I'm sorry," and admitting that you were wrong in certain situations. It's not the end of the world if you feel as though someone is correct. However, it can be debilitating if you cannot apologize when you did something wrong and move on from that mistake. Number 3, not rooting for your colleague's success. Business leaders with an oversupply of pride do not root for other people's success within the workplace. They have a zero-sum mindset and invoke jealousy whenever their colleague is succeeding. Additionally, they are willing to let someone else fail so they can walk over them and succeed in their place to feed their pride. Assuredly, this type of mindset never ends well, because these people will fall off their high horses and end up failing miserably. The embarrassment of the overly prideful professionals may be the best solution. Pride is one of the 7 deadly sins that drive many managerial leaders away from pursuing their personal and business goals. In contrast, shame is the greatest equalizer to pride. Shame is the administrative angle that constantly reminds us to stay humble and appreciate all the hard work that led up to our success. Studies show that shame is an emotional reaction that's associated with the necessity to withdraw from public interaction. That's because nothing can be done immediately to repair the damage to a person's image and value. Unfortunately, many business leaders do not get a chance to encounter their angels until it's time to reap the consequences of their prideful impulses. Before we know it, we're forced to live with invaluable lessons from our tainted past, as it is too late to make amends to past misdeeds. Feeling shame is what keeps us connected to our actions, making us people aware of when we may push things too far. When an excess of pride is left unattended, shame is summoned as divine intervention, pulling us back from the path of our own self-destruction. So, tell me, what brings you success? I just genuinely want to know. Tell me in the comment section, and if you don't mind, tell me what brings you down. I'm trying to conduct a research that will be a huge project for upcoming episodes. So tell me in the comments what brings you down, what makes you successful, and I'll be sure to read all of them. Yeah, so we'll say thank you, hit the like, subscribe, and share button, and I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.